I mean, look, I can't do it because you gave me these gummy bears and I've been chewing this shit.
I ate the gummy bears too.
Yeah, I know. But like this is, I've had gum that is less chewy than these damn gummy bears. I've been eating these for the last 15 minutes.
I don't know. They refresh the snack cabinet.
Guys,
so
welcome to Steak and
Eggs
episode 52. Want to thank you guys for checking out our Patreon, by the way. Lately, it's been doing great. Patreon.com/steak and eggs. 52.
That's crazy.
That's a year.
Yeah.
That's almost as many ex-wives as my dad has. I know he's going to be watching. Hey. Dude, he loves reading the comments.
Yeah.
So happy he came on that. Mm-hmm. You guys let me know when I can go on my WWE spiel because WrestleMania was yesterday.
Oh,
I won't do it immediately.
I'll probably be towards the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, whenever you have time for me to go on a little schizo rant. Y'all peeped the eclipse?
I couldn't even see it. It was so cloudy where I was. I bet people were fucking pissed too because apparently people traveled for it.
Yeah.
And then it was so cloudy you couldn't see it from where we were.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
You got to be really bored to drive to see an eclipse. I would just go on YouTube.
Or old.
Yeah, that's sad, isn't it? Did you feel it when it was happening?
No.
You didn't feel it?
What do you mean did you feel it?
Like you couldn't feel like the radioactive spiritual, and I'm not even capping right now. I'm not joking. I'm being dead ass. The radioactive like spiritual pressure that the eclipse caused.
I kind of felt the same way because like I was telling you about this, right?
Yeah.
Like I felt like during the eclipse was like the perfect time for human sacrifice.
Yeah.
Like if there was any a time to do it, it would be during that eclipse. Because like you can imagine like the colors were so good. It's like if you like, you know, carved out their heart on top of a temple, this yep. would be like the most perfect time to do it.
I accepted my death immediately.
Yeah.
I looked at my chat and I said, hey, you guys are all right.
It's been real.
Yeah. I got my roommates to come up. We all wore tinfoil hats. I had my cat Eggy with me and it just felt right. Like if I were to have died there, to be honest, I might have. I don't know. I could be dead right now.
Yeah, what did people do like 1,000 years ago during... Did they just start killing each other? They were like, we're dying.
1,000 years ago, they would do that a lot.
Yeah, no, they like, would say,
I meant,
we have displeased the sun god.
Yeah.
We need to kill somebody as tribute.
Yeah.
How many people do you think got sacrificed today?
Today?
Yeah.
Probably only like maybe a dozen.
You think that's it?
Yeah, probably.
I think people for sure would have been doing something. Maybe not humans, but like animals.
Yeah.
Animals?
You don't think like any like 12-year-old kids got some like lizards and like carved out their innards on their sidewalk?
Maybe like drawing like a, you know, a pentagram on the sidewalk with chalk.
Yeah, put a ladybug like right
with
in the
middle.
With
the red chalk, yeah.
Yeah.
A sad face next to it, the dead cat.
Oh, I hope
that'd
not
be cute.
I hope not a dead cat. Cats are too cute.
Yeah.
I felt it. I don't know, man. Like I'm telling you, the spirits are amongst us. They're everywhere. And I feel like if you can't feel them, that's really sad.
Tone.
Yeah. What do you think, Kevin?
No, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a spirit believer. You know, I'll be honest. Yeah. I'm not into it.
You'll be one day.
Okay. All right.
When did you start believing in spirits then?
It's not a belief, first of all. They're real.
Okay.
Oh.
It's just, I've always been communed with the spirits.
So you've always known that they were real?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They are. But yeah, I think my earliest memory was probably like first grade.
What happened?
It was like a thing in my... What's it called? So I'm here. I'm in the living room. I'm lying on my couch because I didn't have a bedroom yet. I was right here. And then where you guys are would be the kitchen. And then there's a big window. And then in there's a laundry room. It's a big fucking thing. We're just in my laundry room. And it would be there all the time. That's pretty much it.
Big thing?
It would be in there all the time. Well, like Donnie Darko or something like that? Like a rabbit?
Yeah, like Donnie Darko. Pretty much. Mm-hmm. That movie is fucked up.
I love that movie.
Dude, showing a kid Donnie Darko... Showing a kid The Ring, or the worst thing you can do, showing a kid Signs. That's how you give someone a mental illness. 1,000,000%.
I saw Signs when I was a little kid.
Yeah. That shit fucked you up, huh?
What is Signs?
It's a Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mel Gibson movie, late 90s, early 2000s. Scary. Aliens invade. Shit like that.
But like very realistic to like how it might happen. And oh my God, there's this part at the end where he tells his son who has his fucking bat.
Swing away, Meryl.
Swing away. Beats the fuck out of this thing. Oh my God. That movie is horrifying. There's a scene where like this person's like horrified in their room.
Oh,
and then like fucking alien fingers come up. Is it the alien fingers that come up or is it the... Oh,
don't
bro, don't show that shit.
Yeah, he walks through.
Oh,
fuck. How much TV did you guys watch when you were kids?
Nonstop.
What about you?
I didn't really watch a lot of TV, honestly.
I didn't either.
Watch.
Wait, this is part of the movie?
This shit fucked me up when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I hate how... Oh, my God. When I was a kid, bro.
That's Groot.
It's like adolescent Groot. He's like, he hasn't had his bark fully come in. Yeah.
Do you feel like the TV you watched when you were a kid changed your personality as an adult?
Oh, absolutely, bro. Teen Titans gave me a mental illness.
That's what I was saying.
Why?
Because it just got me way too addicted to anime. And then I fell in love with Starfire and Raven. And then those are like the two types of girls that I think are cool now. You know, the really depressed or...
Yeah, depressed or...
Really stupid. Fucking happy. No in between. Just fucking give me someone who's really fucked up
in the head one way or another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does really make me angry because it's the first time I've ever rewatched that. Because when I was a kid, that's like, okay, well, I'm not sleeping for 2 weeks. But now I see it and that thing looks dumb as fuck. It actually did look like Groot. It's like this other movie that haunted the shit out of me that's supposed to be a comedy, apparently. Yeah. You see Gremlins?
I remember seeing that a little
bit. Is that one of the like puppet, Muppet fucking ones?
Yeah, there's a little guy called Gizmo. You can't feed him after midnight and they turn into these fucking space demons. And they start like killing people, putting your ass in blenders. That would horrify me. But then I watch it again as an adult and I'm like, oh, this shit is kind of funny.
Stupid, yeah.
Yeah, you don't have any like dumb movies like that freaked the fuck out of you when you were kids?
I mean, there were a lot of movies that freaked me out. I mean, like as I said, that's why I told y'all, like, I was glad I didn't watch Death Note growing up because like that would have made me even more of an asshole than I already was. Yeah. And besides that, I mean, I remember watching The Village, which is like kind of like Signs. It was like one of those scary
Is that the
movies.
One where the girl gets not a good experience, right? Or no? Or is that The Hills Have Eyes?
That's probably another one.
I didn't get to watch any of this shit. For me, the worst thing I watched when I was a kid was Star Wars Episode 2 when the sand people torture Anakin's mom. I was like crying for days.
The sand people were the guys with the fucked up noises, right? Those ones.
What are they called? They're called like sand something. I don't know. Sand people, whatever.
Yeah. I don't think you can say that anymore.
Star
Wars, guys. Yeah. It's Star Wars. Speaking of the things that I watched Hazbin Hotel for the first time. And as a 30-year-old,
I love Hazbin.
As a 30-year-old white male, though, you know it's been a journey explaining to my chat how I've watched this show. Because the moment I bring it up, they're like, "Oh fuck no, dies of cringe."
I think it's one of those shows that like you know it's cringe, but it's good.
So. It is. It is like the first
it's like
episode,
Rick and Morty kind of.
Oh.
Like the same vibe.
Yes, but also no.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be real. I've also been one of those guys who blindly hates Rick and Morty. I don't even know what it is.
I watched an episode. I thought it was great. Then I saw the people that watched it. And I hated it.
That's kind of how it goes.
Yeah.
Rick and Morty's good. I mean, it's one of those shows where like one of the main characters is insufferable, right? But that's like the point. That's like part of his character.
Who?
But a lot or Rick.
Oh, he's bad?
I'm Pickle Rick.
Oh, okay.
No, it's because he's like a very smart guy, but he's also an asshole. But a lot of people like don't. They just kind of like embody that not understanding
if you
it
have
is
Asperger's,
cringe. Like
you just think he's really cool.
Yeah, like did you ever watch like BoJack Horseman? It has,
I
like,
love
the,
that show.
The same kind
of
community.
I fucking love that show. I've watched every single episode. I've seen like 3 times. Have you seen BoJack?
I watched one episode of it. I thought it was the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen. I turned it off. I never thought about it again.
Holy bash. It's really good. It's really, really, really good.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the second episode's better.
It's about a story about a horse or a guy who's so depressed and you want him to get better so bad, but he just makes the worst life decision.
Why would I give a fuck about that?
Oh, it's just kind of like
I know people like that in real life. I don't have to watch a movie for this.
It's like watching a train wreck in slow motion. Because like, he's going
to
do
I've
it.
I've seen this in real life. I don't need to go watch a show of it.
I know, but it's good. I like it a lot. And
so Hazbin Hotel, that's like one of those, it's like the cartoon. It's the one cartoon that dude paid a lot of money for like the porn of.
Yeah, $50,000.
That's the only thing that I really understand about it. And it's like in hell or something like that.
Yeah, so essentially it's a show about Charlie Morningstar, who's Lucifer's daughter. And it's written by a bunch of SJWs. So you think it'd be cringe as shit, and it is, but it's still actually pretty fucking good. And it's essentially about a demon who believes that those who have been damned to hell, there are select few that can be redeemed. And she's trying to find those who have been cursed to damnation but might have a chance of still going to heaven. So she brings people to this thing called the Hazbin Hotel. And attempts to cure them or fix them.
Yeah, it's also because
makes them boring.
Kind of.
No, I mean most of the show is her like failing so far.
Yeah, she's only succeeded one time so far.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the guy in hell for?
Well, he was kind of just a dick. I really liked him. His name is Serpentius.
Yeah.
And gets this. So I love this character. You know Serpentius?
Yeah.
He has an army of little egg guys. So I relate to this guy.
He's literally you.
Yeah. And the egg guys are just really fucking stupid. And he's just kind of really pretentious. That's kind of all it is. Yeah. He's not really that bad of a guy. He engages in combat with Alistair, who I think you like a lot, or I think you would like a lot. He's like a radio demon.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, they just fight, have war and shit. And they just kind of taught him to not be a bitch and to be, to act for other people rather than only acting for himself. And
yeah, so it just turned him into a bitch.
That's
also sad.
The whole show is a musical.
Yes, it's a musical, which I fucking love. There are some songs that are really bad.
Yeah.
But there are some songs that are really fucking good.
Wait, which ones are bad?
I think Poison is terrible.
Oh, I don't really care for that one either.
Yeah, because I fucking hate Angel Dust.
Like, really?
Yeah, okay, I'll be right. If your character trope is that you are going to be overly sexual constantly with people who aren't into it, it's so fucking
when
annoying.
I watched the pilot, like, 3-4 years ago, I almost stopped watching because of him. But after watching the actual show, I think he's all right.
Oh, I don't. I just kind of, when he's doing his thing, I'm like, let me know when he's done. It's just so fucking uncomfortable to watch. And like, you think he's going to get better after episode 4 and he keeps fucking doing it.
That's why he's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's kind of the guy who they're hoping to rename.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, you turn him into a simp?
Well, it might, because the reason why he's trying to get better is because so I know a little bit of lore. I've researched this a little bit. So I have this habit of where if my friends are into something, I try to get into it. My roommate's really into her husband.
Yeah.
And so the reason why Angel Dust is trying to redeem himself is because his sister died that he loved with all of his heart, but she's in heaven. So he's trying to fix himself up so he can meet her up there. Crazy. Well,
why doesn't she just come down to hell?
Oh, because it's not good.
Oh, is it bad?
Yeah, it sucks.
Oh,
down
shit.
There.
That sucks.
Not good down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, there's a song called, do you have your favorite song from the show or no?
I like the Two Dads one.
That was really good. I like Stayed Gone with Vox and Alistair.
Were they in hell because they were gay?
That's a good one, yeah.
The Two Dads?
No.
Oh, no, no, no. They're not together.
Because in the original book that it's based off of, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a retcon.
So it's Lucifer is the father of Charlie Morningstar.
Yeah, he's her actual dad, but he's kind of a bad dad. And then there's this other guy.
Alistair, the radio demon.
Who hates Lucifer. And he's like, I'll just be her dad instead. And then,
only doing it to cause issues, and also because Alistair's trying to get Charlie to agree to have a demon contract with him in order to regain his powers because he's in a weakened state. And it's actually the lore of Hashman Hotel is actually quite good. I'm not gonna lie, I've been looking a lot into it. It's cool as fuck. And then I looked into it even more because you know the V's,
yeah,
there's Velvet, and then there's Valentino, and then there's Vox. Vox is fucking goated. The three of them are the embodiment of Gaslight, Gatekeep, Girl Boss, which I really enjoyed
that shit. That's cute.
They're both the representatives. Did you notice that shit?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so Vox is the guy who gatekeeps all of the medium, or the entertainment medium from Alistair. And then you have Valentino, who gaslights the fuck out of Angel Dust constantly. And then you have Velvet, who just girl bosses the whole fucking series. Dude, the music's really fucking good. Like, there's this one song called Stayed Gone, and then another one called Respectless. I fuck with it. Heavily. And I don't care how cringe my chat says it is. I don't care. And you know what's crazy? If you were to watch it, you would like it.
You think so?
Yes. And you could watch it all in one night.
I'm not afraid of liking things that are cringe.
I am.
Really?
I am really afraid of
it. Why?
Because it's just one of those things. And I'm very quick to hate shit. But I was just like, fuck it. You know, you like it. I'll give it a shot. Why not? Because my roommates are all giving something a shot that they thought was cringe.
What's that?
Wrestling. Right?
Okay. All right. All right.
And I said, fuck it. You guys are going to watch this shit for me.
So why is wrestling coming back so hard now?
You want the whole lore?
No.
I'm going to give you the whole lore.
Okay.
All right.
Can we have like the summary?
Sure. All right. So Vince McMahon has...
We know about that situation.
He adopted the company from his father. He did some fucked up shit. He's gone now.
Right.
There's this new guy called Paul Levesque. Most people know him as Triple H, who's been wrestling in WWE, WWF for well over 30 years. He is now the new COO of WWE.
He's the guy now.
He's the guy.
Wow.
As well as Nick Khan, who's doing a great fucking job. People don't know about Nick Khan unless they're a mark. I am one of those people. So he's also great. So they're running the WWE in tandem. So last night, everybody knows the Attitude Era. Mm-hmm. They always say, oh yeah, the Attitude Era was so cool with Stone Cold. Last night was the beginning of a new era called the Renaissance era. It started last fucking night. Before then, for the past 10, 12, 15 years or so, we were in this thing called the PG era. Because Vince McMahon wanted to go PG in order to get, you know, better deals on commercials and, you know, do more brand safe things that way, had a more like outreach to more families. Triple H said, fuck that. And now we're back to being able to swear on TV. We're back to there being blood on TV. And they are like cutting people the fuck open. They are saying fuck every other word. And like wrestling is a lot more brutal, a lot more strong styles happening. And they're involving a lot more of the people that people care about rather than the people that Vince McMahon used to push. There was this thing called Top Babyface that Vince McMahon was a huge fan of doing. Hulk Hogan was the first original Top Babyface.
Uh-huh.
From Hulk Hogan, it went to John Cena. You know John Cena. And then now it was Roman Reigns. And Roman Reigns was like the biggest, like the, one of the worst wrestlers of all time. But then Triple H said, nah, fuck that. We're going to make him a heel, which is a bad guy. And now he's actually an interesting character and had one of the most compelling title reigns of all time, which started off really bad until Vince kind of got
like,
out of the picture.
So like, what the fuck happened yesterday or the day before then? Like,
so the Roman Reigns was the champion, the WWE Universal Champion, for 1,313 days. He won that championship from Brock Lesnar, which you guys know Brock?
Which is like, by the way, yeah, right. Like, yeah, fucking right. Like, yeah. Brock Lesnar beat the fuck out of people in the UFC. Yep. Like, didn't he, wasn't he a champion for a while?
Yes, he was.
There is no shot anybody is going to be beating Brock fucking Lesnar. Yeah.
You don't know who Brock Lesnar is?
No, I've never heard
of
him.
Yo, Jay, pull up an image of the Beast
you
incarnate.
You'll recognize him.
You'll know him. You know, there's no way to not know Brock Lesnar. This fucking guy. You know, Brock? Never in your whole life. Okay, well, you know Logan Paul?
I mean, yeah, I've heard of Logan
Paul. I got a crazy story about that. So last night, it was Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns' story goes back about 10 years about how he's related to The Rock, and that's how he got into the WWE. Cody Rhodes' story goes back 47 years.
Okay.
With his, because this is very important to understand why last night people were freaking the fuck out of this match. This was a match 47 years in the making. Yeah. So his father, Dusty Rhodes, won the WWE Universal Champion one time for 15 seconds until they reversed the decision and took it away from him.
Damn.
And said that your championship does not count. Dusty Rhodes is Cody Rhodes' father, as well as he has another brother called Dustin Rhodes. Okay? His family was made a mockery of. Vince McMahon hated this guy's family.
Why?
Honestly, he hates fat people. That's it.
Oh, for sure.
He was just fat as fuck. So he took away his, you know, pretty serious gimmick. Put his dad in a black and yellow polka dot suit and forced him to shuck and jive for his new gimmick in wrestling.
Right.
And you can only do so much with a gimmick.
Yeah.
He forced his brother to, you know, put on a...
So they were all fat?
No.
Oh.
But because they were related to his fucking fat dad...
Right.
Just hated him.
So it's like... generational fat racism. Homeboy.
Yes. This was his dad. By the way,
got it.
One of the most legendary wrestlers of all time.
Okay.
If you guys look at my OTK debut...
Yeah.
I do his speech.
Okay.
Which is a story about hard times. So he was about fighting for the common man of America.
Yeah.
And like helping people get their lives together. Fucking is the American dream. That was his whole game, is the American dream. Okay. They made his brother, you know, paint his face gold, put on this dumb fucking blonde wig. Pull up an image of Gold Dust. Old Attitude Era Gold Dust. How the fuck are you going to get over looking like that?
That's it. You're done.
You're done.
Looks like Griffith.
Straight up done.
Yeah.
Okay. Cody Rhodes. He was actually getting popularity. So they made him... go into a gimmick called Stardust. Can we get Stardust up on the image? On the fucking teleprompter? I don't know what this thing is called. But he essentially forced this Rhodes family into horrible fucking gimmicks. So Cody left the company. And he went on the independent scene for 8 years. This was Cody Rhodes. And show us Cody Rhodes now. You ever seen The Boys?
Yeah.
You know the Homelander?
Yeah.
You about to see him again. Yeah, show Cody Rhodes now. So Cody Rhodes left, went on the independent scene for about 8 years, and came back. Because Vince McMahon was furthering himself in the company due to, you know, allegations.
Situations, yeah. Yeah, that dude looks cool as fuck.
If you were to go into a lab and create the perfect human,
right?
That is what he would look like.
Yeah,
like, yeah. Dude, he is so fucking cool. One of the independent scenes, fucking killed it, started his own wrestling company with AEW, then came back to WWE because he had one goal to accomplish, which was to win the WWE Universal Championship for his father. Unfortunately, his father passed.
Uh-huh.
And this kind of just broke Cody Rhodes' heart.
Yeah, no
doubt. And also the world's heart, because they knew how much his father meant to him.
Right.
He has his name tattooed on his fucking chest, even has a tattoo symbolizing him on his neck. And last year's WrestleMania, he fought Roman Reigns. He lost. Thought it was over. Came back this year again, won the Royal Rumble. fought him again. The problem with Roman Reigns' 1,300 day championship is he always fucking cheated to win. Yes, I know it's fake. I understand it's fake. Everybody knows it's fake. WWE is never pretending to be real. They have fucking wizards that shoot lightning out of their fucking hands.
Wait, did they really? Wait, yes. What? What are you talking about? Yeah.
Yo, Jay, pull up Undertaker lightning powers.
Wait, what the?
Yeah.
Nah, now I'm interested.
There's
now
this whole thing where people think that wrestling is trying to be real. It has not tried to be real since like the 1970s.
Uh-huh.
That's like it. We'll wait because this thing's fucking dope.
No, I gotta see this shit.
Yeah, Undertaker lightning.
Right, there it is.
Watch him blow up the ring with his lightning abilities.
Okay.
This is the Undertaker, by the way, the hardest motherfucker on earth.
Yeah.
Who also lives in Texas. We should get him on the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? And he blows up the ring. That's Kurt Angle, by the way. You know him for the staring meme from TikTok, if you've ever seen that shit.
Uh-huh.
He's so cool.
Man.
Watch this shit. Insane. He blew up the ring with his psychic lightning powers. And they do crazy shit like this all the time. And people are like, yeah, you know it's fake, right? It's like, yeah, no shit, dumbass. Nobody thinks it's real.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but it's people going out there.
Those people think it's real.
People going out there doing death-defying stunts on a weekly basis with literally, if you were to make a quarter of an inch error with these moves, you're fucking dead.
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. Finale of WrestleMania. A fantastic WrestleMania, by the way. WrestleMania 40. Okay? Roman Reigns always cheats. And the night before, he beat Cody Rhodes with tag teaming with The Rock. So it was Roman Reigns and The fucking Rock, Dwayne Johnson, versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. They got their ass beat, which means that for the finale of night two, they had to fight an underneath bloodline rules.
Yeah.
What bloodline rules meant, instead of Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns, it's now Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns and his entire fucking family.
What the fuck?
Yes. So Cody Rhodes had to do a 1v4. So it's Cody Rhodes versus Solo Sikoa versus The Rock versus Jimmy Uso. So Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns, they start wrestling. 20 minutes of nonstop fucking heat. Cody Rhodes starts rocking Roman shit. First family member shows up. Okay? Jimmy Uso.
This is fucking ridiculous.
Yes.
So what ends up happening?
Well, let me get there. It's really cool.
Okay.
It's really fucking cool.
Oh, fuck.
So first of all, Jimmy Uso comes out to stop the match.
Yeah.
But his twin brother
comes
out at the same time, Jey Uso. And they fucking hate each other. So they beat the fuck out of each other. Jey Uso spears them off the fucking arena, goes through tables, they're out.
Is this like, bro, I feel like wrestling is like a redneck soap opera.
It is. It is. That's entirely what it is.
What is this?
Okay. Solo Sikoa comes out. A little bit of lore.
Yeah.
1 year ago, he puts John Cena out. Retires him 1 year ago.
Retires John Cena. Damn, that's big.
Thumbs him, calls the Samoan spike to the fucking throat. He can't breathe. He has to retire.
Ooh.
Okay. Solo Sikoa comes out, spikes Cody in the neck, thinks the match is over, puts Roman Reigns, he kicks out. Solo Sikoa goes up, picks up Cody Rhodes again, goes to spike him. Out of fucking nowhere, John Cena returns from a 1 year absence, takes him, knocks him the fuck out, grabs Roman Reigns. Dude, peep the shit. Oh, it's so, yeah. Fucking attitude adjust Roman Reigns and then goes to beat the fuck out of Solo Sikoa. Insane. Okay? Then Jay's out, or Jimmy's out, Solo Sikoa's out. Who's left? The Rock and his new gimmick, the final boss. Lightning strikes. Fire comes up and Rock slowly saunters his way to the fucking ring. Okay? Rock goes up, beats the fuck out of Cody Rhodes, beats the fuck out of John Cena, which, by the way, The Rock looks insane. Does he not look so good?
Oh my God.
Dude, his new gimmick is insane. He beats the shit out of John Cena.
Bro, there are so many 30-year-old dudes that are like, fuck yeah. Oh, yes, sir.
Beats his ass. Another guy comes out called Seth Rollins.
Damn.
Roman Reigns kills Seth Rollins in one hit. It's looking bleak.
Uh-huh.
Lights go out. Gong. All of a sudden, lights come on. The fucking Undertaker's back from being retired after 3 years. Takes The Rock, choke slams him, and then they both disappear. Oh, do you have the clip of the? Oh, bro. It's so cool. That's when the gong hits. Then all the lights go out. Dude, and the arena is fucking losing their minds right now. Then they hear a gong again, and then all the lights come back up. Dude, I had like 40 people over yesterday. Everybody was freaking the fuck out. And then, the Undertaker grabs him, chokeslams him, disappears. and then they're both gone. It's like essentially Undertaker, Mordekaiser altered The Rock after this because they're both, they both just disappeared from the ring. Roman Reigns goes for a spear. Oh, yeah. Kill him, bro.
Oh, my.
Over. God, he's so cool.
Literally
yeah.
Just anime.
Roman Reigns goes for a spear.
It's like anime. It is. It's so good.
Cody Rhodes counters the spear. He grabs him, puts him in his finish with the crossroads, hits him once, not enough. Picks him up, hits it twice. He knows it's not enough.
Hey, can we see the clip of whoever the fuck it was kicking Speed? That shit was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Speed as the prime bottle.
Crossroads one last time, pins him. Roman Reigns loses. After 47 years, the Rhodes family finally has a WWE championship to their name. And it was a magical fucking moment. Like, actually fucking magical. It was nuts. Like, it was the best WrestleMania I've ever seen. The best main event I've ever seen. And
oh, my God.
The crowd fucking lost their mind. Like, that place came unglued. It was insane. Over 75,000 people in attendance. It was nuts.
Damn.
There was another match where it was Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens and Randy Orton.
Yeah.
You guys should know Randy Orton, I think.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's the guy who does the RKO and the TikTok edits. Anyways, Logan Paul comes out, gets his ass beat by Kevin Owens.
He's been around for a while.
Yeah, a long time. The whole time by the ringside, they had this Prime energy drink bottle. And inside of it was Speed. Speed gets fucking booted. Oh, dude, just peep this shit. Just gets booted like the bitch he is. Shit gets cleared out. And, oh, man, the aftermath of this is brutal.
He drags it off of him.
Yep. He gets stripped.
Yo.
He gets thrown on top
of
him.
Alone.
I'm about to tell you what happened after this because a lot of people don't
know
this
right now. Got his hair.
Yep. Dude, I know Speed's a huge wrestling fan, so this must have been so cool for him. Yeah, he barks in his face, RKOs him, and that broke his neck.
Damn.
He's currently in the hospital.
Damn.
Yeah, he fucking killed him.
Jesus.
So here's the problem with this spot. People seeing this might think that's what's supposed to happen. That is not what was supposed to happen. That desk was supposed to blow up. And that cushions the fall because then you have momentum carrying with you. Desk just did not break. So that was that hurt 10,000 times more than it was supposed to.
Jesus.
Yeah. So he got fucked up. But yeah, that was WrestleMania. And there was so much more. And it was fucking cinema. From the first night to the second night, it was perfect, man. It was so good.
It's crazy. Could he have died from that?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people die in wrestling, unfortunately.
Oh, it's just how it is. Yeah, it's just the way it is.
Yeah, people have their careers ruined every day. But yeah, wrestling's finally cool again. It's been so long, man. I suffered through it because it was so fucking lame for so long. Even I wanted to stop watching.
Yeah.
But I'm just, you know, it's too much embedded in me. I've been watching that shit since I was in like second grade or third grade. But yeah, it's good. I hope wrestling becomes more mainstream. I really do. It's still like pretty popular, but it's still niche where if you say you like wrestling, they're going to say, yeah, you know, it's fake, right? It's like, yeah, we all know. I don't know why you keep bringing
this shit up. Well, people have been saying that about religion too. So it's like, yeah, what's the difference?
But yeah.
Oh my God, brother, man. Like, it is funny for me to see this because, like, growing up, like, I was never really a big wrestling fan. Mm. Like, obviously, you know, any kid growing up in, like, the 90s and the 2000s knew about wrestling, right?
Absolutely.
But, like, it wasn't something I was, like, super into. But it's just crazy to see all the old names still doing stuff. I think that's so cool.
I think the reason why wrestling is so cool for me is because if you take one wrestler, and you just track their history of what they've done, how they got to the point in their business, the stories that you find are just insanity.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, you know, Triple H joining in, being like a rich snob who was treated like a joke after he moved from ECW. And then he moved to WWE, started dating the COO's daughter. And then he had these three other homies that had their last match. So they went off air. They had a hug.
So is that why you tried to join wrestling and do wrestling yourself?
I went to join wrestling because of a wrestler called CM Punk.
Yeah, that guy.
He had a huge impact on my life with like being straight edge, which is why I don't do drugs or drink. At least a small reason. But yeah, he kept me clean from getting into any bad habits.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like that guy a lot. But he has a lot of shit behind the scenes where people just fucking hate this guy.
Yeah, that's what you were telling me. That like, if everybody hated him and there was like some other... This is the last time you brought up wrestling in a massive tangent.
Yeah.
It was about CM Punk. I remember that.
He's the best.
Yeah.
Best like, in the world, one might say.
It is a fucking redneck soap opera or redneck anime.
It seems like you would love it, man.
I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm saying it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Y'all have to watch the Royal Rumble.
Oh, God.
It's like the best pay-per-view
ever. Oh, God. Year. Like, maybe. I don't know. Like, whenever they get out weapons, like, I want to see them fighting with weapons. Yeah. You know, that's whenever things
they
get really serious.
Absolutely.
Do they pull out guns?
I think they've pulled out guns a couple times.
Like a live sword fight in the middle of the ring with katanas or some sort of other thing.
They've used sledgehammers.
Nah.
You don't think that's cool, sledgehammers?
You're not going to hit anybody with a sledgehammer.
They use kendo sticks.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, kendo sticks, tables, burning tables, fire, setting people on fire, putting people on spikes, barbed wire.
Putting people on fire?
Yes.
Okay, that'd be cool.
Yo, Jay, pull up Edge, Spears, Mick Foley through a flaming table. It was insane.
Oh my God.
There's this dude called Mick Foley who was literally trying to die in the ring. He's the guy who got thrown off the ring in the Undertaker match.
Yeah.
Would just do death-defying stunts over and over and over and over again. And agreeing to be in a match with Mick Foley was like, okay, one of us is going to get injured.
Yeah.
He's missing 17 of his... Oh my God, bro. That's Edge.
Oh man.
That should be the aftermath. Yeah, dude.
Oh my God.
Is that not fucking nuts, dude? So cool, man.
Why was the table on fire?
Yeah.
Because fuck it, that's why.
Yeah.
It's redneck anime.
So good.
Oh my.
There's so many angles.
Oh, hell yeah. And they're both on fire too. Holy shit.
Damn. That
I don't even know what to say. That is crazy.
Thank you for listening to my wrestling talk.
Of course, yeah, naturally.
Oh, OTK's top streamer starts Thursday?
Yeah.
What?
Well, yesterday after.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh,
wait,
shit.
Wait, it started yesterday? Was it an episode yesterday?
Or yesterday from when the episode comes out. So Thursday for us.
I was about
to 3 days.
I was like, oh, fuck. Did I miss it?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. What happened? Well, I guess, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, actually, wait a second. If it was on Thursday, why would I think it was yesterday?
Yeah.
You report is you're fucked up, man.
I'm all kinds of fucked up.
The brain rot.
Yeah.
It's spreading.
Yeah, so are they going to know what's happening then? Because this is like a long-term thing, no?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Are they going to know how long-term it is?
I don't know.
It's for a bit, guys.
Like a fucking while.
Yeah, it's for a while. We got to figure out who sucks and who doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited.
I want to have... Like, we could have a wrestling thing for the streamers. Like, maybe at the end, we could blindfold
the finale.
All of them. And then, duct tape their hands to, a reinforced pool noodle. And then the last person in the ring wins.
In the wing.
Would you let me coordinate that? I will do that.
Well, yeah.
I can get Ricky Starks to help us do that. Make that a reality.
But, yeah, you have to have people beat the shit out of each other. Because it would be funny to watch.
That would be funny as fuck.
Yeah. I don't know if
it
would
really... I would enjoy that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we can do a Royal Rumble of smaller streamers coming out. We can
That's
get Moist
idea.
To come down.
Yeah, the last person on the mat
Moist.
Gets hosted.
Yeah.
Yeah, he loves traveling.
Yeah, he loves wrestling.
Yeah.
He has his own company, which is the coolest shit.
Well, he has a wrestling company?
Bro, stop. You don't know? How the fuck do you know?
Mm-mm.
Y'all both don't know? No. Yo, Jay, pull up Moist Wrestling.
What the fuck?
You never seen... Yeah, his matches are actually pretty good.
I knew he had Moist Esports.
Yeah,
and he makes a comic book and shit.
Yeah, he started a wrestling company. It's very stereotypical by the books wrestling, but it's still really cool because, he just kind of pursues all the shit that he likes, and I think his matches are pretty fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
I love pretty much anything he does. I think he's doing a great job, but...
I had no idea this even existed.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh my God.
Yep. Is this the whole shebang?
This is
man.
Exactly what I would have expected.
Right? God, this shit takes me back, man. Because wrestling, when you're this green, when you're this fresh, it is horrifying.
Really? Why?
Because when you wrestle a professional, you know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And the stunts that you're
doing.
So
you can accidentally get your arm broke?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or, even worse, you can intentionally get your arm broke by someone who doesn't like you.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
true.
That's the thing. When people go into business for themselves and they want to injure their competition, that way they have a better chance at getting the titles.
Oh, true.
It is a very scary situation to be in. And people still do that in professional professional settings. There's this guy in AEW.
Damn, he just grabbed his dick there.
That's right. It's a very vulnerable spot, man. Why would you not do that in a fight?
Well, I mean...
You know what I'm saying? That's how you win.
Yeah, I guess so.
Kick him in the balls. Gouge their eyes out. Fuck it. Why would you ever play fair? But yeah, people go into the business.
Yeah, they're going crazy.
People go into the business for themselves all the time and just try to bury people on the microphone by just saying that they're fucking garbage and they go into their personal life. And yeah, there's this whole thing going on with Hangman Page and CM Punk recently, and now that the lawyers are involved. And
so, like, how much time do you spend thinking about this shit?
That's one of my main things.
Yeah, you think about this a lot?
I like wrestling more than I like anime.
That's, wait, really?
I love wrestling.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
But yeah, it's just one of those things, you know, I just love the shit because it's all story and lore, but there's not really any way to like bring wrestling onto your stream unless you're just going to actually watch wrestling. Whereas like anime is like everywhere. It's in your games. It's in, you know, it's
like, I feel like anime is more everywhere than almost anything else now. Like I see so much anime shit. Yep. Like even McDonald's started doing anime.
I know. Which McDonald's?
Like I don't even know what started it. I don't know. I feel like most people just like anime now.
What started it? Okay, I think Dragon Ball Z poisoned the waters.
Yeah, true.
And then what was the real finale? Maybe Attack on Titan or Demon Slayer. Those and My Hero.
Yeah,
Slayer
I feel like was it was really popular. My Hero, because that's when like all kids started watching. Kind of. Yeah.
One Punch Man.
Yeah, One Punch Man getting on Netflix and Mob Psycho was very good for breaking out. Death Note was always also a huge one.
Naruto.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I got so pissed off watching you and Miz react to that 100 anime opening song thing the other day.
Why?
First of all, that list was terrible.
Okay, yeah. So that wasn't like a list of like, oh, like objectively the best. It was like some guy's personal list.
It was so bad.
And apparently Miz like uploaded it as like a video on his channel. The guy was fighting for his life in the comments apparently.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just like a personal list of the guy. But yeah, I didn't agree with most of his.
Yeah, I reacted to that too. I should have my video posted today for that as well. But I went in on that guy. Like I went in. I'm not sure what you guys said about that. But some of his choices were just psychotic.
I could tell he really liked Black Clover.
Which is very good.
Didn't you say you liked that one?
I love Black Clover, but I like the manga.
Is that still your favorite manga?
No, Vinland Saga.
Vinland Saga is your favorite now?
Or Berserk. But yeah, Black Clover is really good as a manga. It's fucking terrible as an anime because they animated it very poorly. The voice actors are, you know, well, they're doing their best, but it's really fucking rough. It's mainly just the animation is so fucking bad. The pacing is so fucking bad. But yeah, the dude just put like 13 Black Clover openings in the top 100 anime openings. Didn't put any Steins Gate openings, didn't put any ReZero openings. Put Neon Genesis at like 20. How the fuck is the Neon Genesis open only at 20? It's like one of the most legendary openings of all time. But
it was not good.
I re-reacted to that shit. Are you guys going to play Honkai Star Rail again?
I've been meaning to get back into it, but I feel like I'm so far behind now.
Oh.
I am going to play it this week at the end of the week, I think. I'm gonna go through the storyline and I'm going to do everything and do the Acheron spins and everything like that.
Good.
I also, by the way, like calling them spins and not pulls because it reminds people that it's gambling. And this is what happened, right, with Honkai Star Rail. I feel like they kind of catfished everybody. I don't know if I said this on the stream before or not, but... they catfished everybody with Honkai Star Rail. Like at the beginning, it was like, oh, wow, it's this cute little stupid girl that doesn't know her name and her little rabbit conductor friend and, you know, the emo boy and you guys go and solve problems. Yep. And like I watch one of the new trailers for the game now and it's like, this is some dark shit.
Yep.
Like what the hell happened?
Yep.
It's crazy. It's total tone change.
It's so funny. Yeah, everybody's dead. Everybody's dead or is about to die.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back and play the storyline and at least see what's going on with it.
Good.
Because I stopped playing. Like, Emmy, when did you stop playing?
I stopped playing after like the Don Hong arc, where he became Inhibitor Luna.
Yeah.
It's crazy because thinking about the Zhangzhou Luofu arc, I did not realize it's like fine as a story, but like compared to how it is now, goddamn, it must have felt underwhelming for some players. Because the story now is fucking so goddamn good.
Yeah.
Like, they are going all in. In case you guys don't know why it's changed so much is that they changed writers and they gave the Honkai Impact third writer full range of the story
crazy,
now.
That's crazy because I feel like it was already decent story. Yeah.
It was great. But for Pentakone, this new guy has full range over Pentakone and God, he's just fucking slaughtering everybody like he did in Honkai Impact. It's so good. It's so fucking good. And you don't know who's good. You don't know who's bad, who's in between. And it's just, it's a really good story. I mean, I even still got caught off guard by a lot of shit. But besides that, Wuthering Waves is coming out next month.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm going to play it. I mean, I like any of those bullshit games, I'm going to play.
Yep. That right? And Weathering Waves coming out, and then also Azure Promelia, which you've seen, surely.
Yeah.
Is that like Azure Lane?
It's Azure Lane, but it's...
Pal World.
Pal World and Genshin Impact.
Yep.
Pal World, what?
Yep.
No, really, it is.
Like, do you capture the girls or...
Unfortunately not.
Yeah, you capture little creatures, like
you
little Pokemon.
You capture the creatures. You have to buy the girls.
Oh. Yep.
Oh, man.
Just like real life, Sag. Yeah.
Wow.
No, the game actually looked really good. I mean, I think that people are getting into the point where playing as multiple characters at a time that have an elemental system in a game that's a gacha, that's open world. It's like, there's been a lot of these games now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Ark Knights is even doing one. I saw, I think you tried it out.
Nobody's playing that.
And really, you
God,
think so?
That game looks like fucking
dog
garbage.
Shit. Yeah.
And I'm so glad.
Really?
Because
it's the community that you ruined.
I love that shit now, man, because I get to go back and I'm like, so you guys tell me how I was the problem for any of that shit.
Right.
And they can't now because
so
they
like now you're gone and the same problems are there.
Yep.
And so they don't have anybody to blame.
And all the people who got called out for canceling me and saying I was a problem are now all gone.
Really? Where'd they go?
Well, they got fucked. They people realized that they were the problem. So I'm just like kind of chilling now. It feels really good. I feel very vindicated. But yeah, it's nice.
I thought about it. I will go back and play Star Rail. I think I'm going to play it this week at the end of the week.
Oh, by the way, I'm ready for the trial at Tekken whenever.
Really?
Yep.
I mean, like, there's been a lot of new content, you know?
Yeah.
So you made this fucking tweet about some sort of thing with some other people using something of yours. I don't even remember what it was. Was this
the advanced
tweet?
CG thing?
Yeah. What the fuck was that?
Yeah. Well, they were just, I used to work with Advanced GG a couple years ago.
What are they?
They're another energy drink company.
Okay.
And to be fair, they did treat me very well
with them.
I don't want to, you know, bury them or anything. I've heard some horror stories about other people, but I won't get into that anyways. I sold very well. I sold for them very, very, very well. And I had a cup with them. And when I left, I was assuming they would stop selling my products, but they just didn't. And they kept selling them.
Is that a problem? I don't know. I don't think it's a big deal, right?
Well, the reason why it was an issue is that when you were to Google Tekton Cup, when I went to go sell my Gamer Subs Cup.
Oh, yeah. I could see that being a problem.
It would bring up both.
Yeah.
And so people didn't know which one it was.
That's confusing. I could see that. Yeah, you're right.
And so I had people reach out to them, and people also reached out for me without me asking, saying, can we just fucking take it the fuck down? And they didn't. But now I made a post, and so now they have removed it. So it's all done. It's all done and dusted. But they put my cup down to $0.
Uh-huh.
And so a guy from my community just... bought all of them.
Damn.
So he has like
were they giving you rev share on the cups after you? Oh.
No.
That's cute.
Yeah. Doesn't really bother me. I just want that site taken down. That way people know where to go when I release a cup. Because I'm hoping, because my first cup did so well, that I'm hoping I get another cup.
I'm trying to do another one too.
I'm also really hoping I get to do a flavor because I unironically drink Gamer Subs every fucking day. It's really fucking good. They put up this new shit called AFK. Have y'all tried it?
Mm-mm.
Sleep support. It's really good. So it doesn't use any melatonin because, you know, people can get, you know, used to melatonin. If you take too much melatonin, it prevents your body from naturally making melatonin.
Yeah. Melatonin makes me feel like fucking shit.
Same.
I think most people, yeah.
Yeah, so they use a blend of L-theanine and magnesium and it knocks you the fuck out. It's really good. I've been enjoying it. I've been taking it quite a bit. But I love Gamer Subs and I just want to do right by the company because I want to have a flavor and I want a fucking cup. And if I don't get one, I'll be real angry. But I believe.
I have your cup and I don't even think I have my cup.
Somehow, I have your cup.
Somehow, yeah. You have my cup?
Yep.
Okay, so then, I have your cup. Yeah.
The cat ears,
I don't know
how
that happened.
They were good.
Yeah?
Yeah,
oh,
I
there's one
like
right
this.
There.
Yeah,
just yoink it.
I'll steal it on the way out. It's a good idea.
You'll forget.
I probably will. Yeah, you're right. Or leave it in the car for like 6 months. I've actually had my car clean recently, though. Like
Your car?
Yes, my car has been completely clean.
Like, professionally?
I thought your car broke.
Oh, yeah. No, I drive it to the gas station, though.
Okay, but so it still functions?
Yeah.
It just breaks down.
Well, it could. It's like, I mean, if what happens if it does? You know, it's a situation like that.
I say you just get a fucking Lambo.
You think I should get a Lamborghini?
Yeah, I mean, Miz almost got one.
How was that?
Totally. I mean, it was cool. Like, they're really nice cars. It's just, I just can't fathom spending $400,000 on one.
Wait, that's it?
They have ones that are more.
Sorry, I wanted to do a millionaire take real quick.
Yeah, why don't you buy a Lambo, Techie? You got all of those gacha sponsors and you're doing AFK journey and shit.
Because,
you know?
First of all, AFK Journey is treating me right. Okay, I've already done 8 sponsorships for them. I'm going to do
another. What the fuck happened? I'm going to do another one. Everybody got sponsored by them except me.
No, you know what? They love you, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they reached out to me about doing one. I haven't, like, said yes or no yet, but they're like, oh, but would you do it with Tectone?
Oh, yes. My God. Yes, that's what I'm doing. In May. You're going to say yes, right, Shirley?
Probably.
You should just say yes.
Okay.
Okay, dude, it's because I think they get that I just get their games. It's good.
Well, you're probably the best converter of, like, all of us.
Oh, I 1,000,000% am.
Because, I mean, your viewers like those kinds of games, too.
Bro, you should see what I've done to Cookie Run Kingdom.
Oh, God.
I put that game back on the motherfucking map. Okay, that game was gone. Damn, that game is good. Now I'm already top 5,000 on my server. Insane.
Top, I know, 5,000? That seems kind of bad.
No. Nope.
Yeah, out of what?
When you think there's, like, 3 million players, you know, top 5,000.
That's 5, still pretty bad.
But, okay, I've only played 4 weeks. Okay, yeah. I'm catching up on people who've played for 1.5 years.
Uh-huh.
I am wallet warsing hard.
So that's why you're winning?
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
And I'm going to keep going until I get top 500.
Okay.
Because whenever you win, you get put into the Hall of Fame, and you can never delete it. So I'll get my name in there, and then I'm good. God. I'm going to get it. I'm going to keep spending until I win.
How much have you spent so far?
Ah, jeez.
Yeah, I mean, I would
just
say
a rough estimate.
My roommate found out today that they spent 600.
Yeah, but you
probably,
like,
spent way more than
I'm
thinking.
Just,
In my heart, 2,000.
But what about
in my mind?
Yeah,
probably 6,000.
Man, that's a big difference.
But
that's a bit of a leap.
I just don't know, because I remember I used to tell people I spent $500,000 on Genshin.
Yeah,
but in reality, it was only like
400. Ooh, it was only 400,000.
That's so.
Wait, you could have had your Lamborghini.
It was only 200.
You could have bought the Lamborghini if you just.
Would you rather have a Lamborghini or your Genshin account?
No, it's more like would I rather a Lamborghini or a career? Okay, because I bought a career by spending money on Genshin.
Fair.
Okay,
yeah,
it's
that's
fine.
True.
It's totally fine.
Yeah.
Jesus, that's the way I justify it.
For sure. For sure.
Did you
that
ever
must
do
be the
tax
reason.
Write-offs on your Genshin spend?
Oh, absolutely. All of that shit's write-offs. 1,000,000%. And that's why it's so addicting to me. I have no, because before there was a guilt. It's like, I can't spend this. I have no money. But now I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm just write it off.
Do you ever get, like, I don't know how it works. I mean, Asmin would probably know, like, for audits, like, do people just look at it and be like, that ain't right. We're going to ask about it.
No.
Like, no?
Yeah, they're always like, yep, seems good.
I just don't know how, because I've never been audited, so I don't know how it works.
I have my taxes prepared, and so it's not really an issue for me. But they write off tons of stuff.
Oh, no. I have a ton of write-offs, too. I'm just like, sometimes I get nervous. They're like, are they going to ask about this? But they never
know. Well, if it's for the business. Well, the thing is, like, they're not going to put you in jail if you write something off that, like, you have an argument that it's for your business, right? Because, like, you think about it, there are people that, like, they're writing off buying, you know, popcorn. Or something like that, some bullshit. They're writing off buying groceries.
Yeah.
So, like, you're looking for the real fraudsters. So, like, if you've got somebody who's writing something off that's, like, tangentially related to the business, then it's just a dispute, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're not really breaking the law in the same way. Well, you are, but they're not going to treat you the same way.
Do you guys remember that YouTuber that tried to write off his wedding as a business expense?
No.
I don't see that.
It was Onision.
Ooh, I remember him. He was a weird guy.
He tried to write off his wedding as a
You know what the funny thing is? That's not even the top 10 weirdest things about that dude.
Yeah, that guy is
no.
So
maybe the top
50. Yeah, that guy's a fucking freak.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything about him. I feel like I never hear about that dude anymore.
I'll be
like,
real.
Ever.
When I was a kid,
yeah,
huge fan.
Really?
I watched him when I was a kid too.
Yeah.
I wasn't like a fan, but I remember seeing his videos.
I was him. I used to love him, Shane Dawson, Swift Karate Chop, Smosh. Yeah, no, those were dope when I was a kid. But yeah, speaking of jail, went to a jail for the first time today.
Yeah, how was it?
Oh.
It was honestly.
Did you have to beat somebody up?
No, it was pretty. I thought I'd be really scared.
Yeah.
But then I got there, and then in my life or in my head, I was just thinking, if I die here, that would be really funny.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. And then I went in there and I saw a whole bunch of policemen. And I'm like, whoa. This is
wild. Why'd you go to a jail?
My homie got, he was in jail last night.
Oh,
yeah.
Like
yeah, he had some marijuana on him, which I didn't know was illegal in Texas. I had no idea because I see everyone smoking. Because I came from Canada, right, where it was legal, and so I come here and
like
I'm
like, he
okay.
Like got pulled over and it was in his
yeah,
car.
Yeah, he was going 40 and a 30. They found marijuana in his car, sent him to jail.
40 and a 30?
Yeah,
That's not even a big deal.
I know.
Yeah. What
I
do you mean?
I think so too. But yeah, he's already gone. But yeah, he spent the night in jail. Apparently, it was horrifying. Apparently, it was fucking horrifying.
I bet he'll never have weed in his car again.
Yeah, he said, hey, man, I'm done.
Yeah.
And I say, good, because I fucking hate marijuana. I hate drugs, all types. I mean, I think they're funny to talk about, but actually do them. I mean, that being said, marijuana does a lot of good for a lot of people.
I think smoking weed's fine. Yeah. Now, if you're driving and smoking weed, that's a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think that's totally fine. Like,
yeah.
Is all the other stuff that's bad?
Exactly. And some people believe that,
like,
you know.
Like crack.
Exactly. Well, yeah. Crack's not too bad. Nah, it's terrible. But yeah, apparently he spent the night in jail and
yeah.
He was there with seven other people. Didn't sleep a fucking ounce because there was this guy called Bruce who kept on like screaming, help, help me, help. And like nothing was happening. He was like, he would go from screaming to happily singing like songs of joy and God and then go back to screaming help, like help me.
Wow.
Yeah, they fed him food, like some dried
up
rice.
Imagine like having to deal with that shit.
I know.
Oh my God.
Like having Twitch chat, but in real life.
Yeah.
That'd be horrible. What do you think it would sound? That would be insane.
What?
If you could go into an arena where you could hear every single message that was being sent in your Twitch chat at the same time. It would be like, you ever seen, I think it's Finding Nemo with the Pelicans?
Oh, yeah.
Like, mine.
Yeah.
It's like, pog, 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 pog.
No, you're right. That's actually, that is basically Twitch chat.
That would be a fun fucking stream, man. AI voicing every single Twitch message at the same time.
Sounds fucking awful.
That's like,
you should try it.
Yeah, it's
dude, lock myself in a room.
Okay.
24 hours.
No, that sounds great. Your chat would be so fast.
Yep. Yep. Dude, black and white, every message would be AI. AI spoke the entire time. I wonder if that's possible. That's got to be possible.
Fuck. I mean, I don't see why it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Yeah, how is it impossible to do?
I mean, that might just overload.
Mm-hmm.
A
yeah.
computer and kill it.
Mm-hmm.
But I gotta imagine if I have 4 or 5 Starforges.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sponsor that shit by Starforge AI technology. Surely.
I'm gonna laugh if it breaks them. That'd be fucking funny. Like, I'm gonna be real. Like, every time that we do like a Starforge, like they give a PC to somebody, like they gave one to Lyric, I was watching the stream live and I was so fucking stressed. I was like, oh God, bro, it's not gonna turn on. There's gonna be some fucking shit wrong with it. Oh boy. Like, I'm the kind of person, like, I'm a worrier, you know? Like,
yeah.
Anything that can go wrong, I'm thinking in my head, oh, fuck, it's gonna go wrong.
It's so crazy because you say that so much, and I still just, I don't know, man. I never see you as a worrier.
Yeah?
Yeah. Never, ever.
Well, I'm a great actor, too.
You worry about, I guess maybe you worry about certain things because you definitely don't worry about the shit people say on the internet.
Not really, no.
Yeah, I guess there's not really any reason. But yeah, I mean, I guess that makes sense when you own a company and you want it to do good and then there's a chance of it crumbling.
It's right there and everybody's about to see it and there's no way you can cut this shit out.
Yeah.
So,
what's
the
worst experience Starforge has had for PR?
Well, the beginning, that shit was
that
bad.
That was so bad, bro. Ooh, Starforge, corpus stock down.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was brutal.
I remember whenever it happened and like my presentation for it, like I thought it was dog shit.
Yeah.
And so, like, I go back and I look at it because I was pretty nervous. I didn't really know I was going to say that well. And I just fucked up, like, 3 things. And it was like, you know, it is what it is. The end of the podcast or the show or whatever the fuck. And I was like, all right, it's done.
Yeah.
That was it.
I mean,
yeah,
that
was by far the worst thing that's happened. Everything else has been fine.
Yeah, I've never had a bad experience with the Starforge PC. I've enjoyed it quite a bit. And I'm not going to lie, all my friends and content creators that I know just want to get one. And they constantly ask me, like, well, should I get a Starforge? What should I get? Can you get me one? I'm like, fuck no. Why are you asking me, bro?
Imagine people ask me, bro. They're asking me all the time.
Yeah,
people
what do you say?
Ask me for free PCs.
Yeah. Hey, dude, if I give you my address, will you send me a computer? Like, why? Like, oh, I don't know. I was in your guild. I was in your guild in Burning Crusade. Can you do it?
Wait, didn't you buy McConnell a PC?
Yeah.
That was before Starforge, no?
Yeah, it was.
Have you given him a Starforge since?
Not yet.
He needs one, man.
Yeah.
When was the last time you and McConnell played something?
This is bad.
Oh, shouldn't talk about it?
This week, a few days ago, did the Sunken Temple raid in Season of Discovery.
Was it? You don't seem happy about this.
We got fucked. He got absolutely fucked.
Dude, the way you were talking, I thought he died.
Yeah, no, he did not.
Bro, what happened?
I know. That was the intention. We played Sunken Temple and it was absolutely horrible. Spent like 3 hours, 4 hours wiping on the same boss. People Jesus. Kept doing the same things wrong. Run back. Everybody in chat is talking shit. I didn't get... McConnell made me feel sorry for him. So I gave him the tier piece from the first week. And then I give it to him. And then he opens up trade with me again, laughing in Discord because he had two of them already. And so he finessed me out of the only one that I had. He had the full fucking set of gear. And then... the next day, he doesn't even show up.
He's so cool.
Damn.
What a day.
What a beast.
He's so cool.
I was pissed, man.
I just thought of our new most popular video that we'll ever release. We fly in McConnell.
Oh, yeah?
Right here.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. That's so funny. That's the best joke I've ever heard any person tell.
You don't think you do it?
Not a chance.
Have you ever seen him?
Not even in the most minute possibility.
Really? What if we offered him money?
I mean,
And here's the thing. And he wouldn't be seen.
Yeah.
We would Photoshop over him.
Well, we were gonna get a house together. It was gonna be me, McConnell, S-Fand, and Stay Safe.
Yeah.
And we were gonna have a classic WoW playing video games together in the house.
Oh, that sounds so nice.
Yeah, it was gonna be fucking awesome. And then, you know, it didn't happen for a number of reasons. You know, Stay Safe decided to go and, you know, have a wife and kid or some shit.
Whatever.
And so, yeah, but that was originally the plan.
Okay.
But just didn't happen.
Well, I say we bring him in here.
Oh, God.
What's her name? Trash Taste Podcast did one with Maury Calliope.
Yeah?
Where she doesn't want her identity revealed, so they photoshopped a VTuber model over her.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that that's the Scythe girl in Hulk here.
Yep. Yeah,
Hulk
here.
Yeah.
Yep. We should get McConnell right here. Shop over him with his red paladin.
Uh-huh.
We met McConnell.
That's the funniest joke I've ever heard.
Could we at least get him on the TV?
Maybe.
Surely.
I don't think he's ever been on a podcast before.
He should.
No, he was on Train's podcast, but he didn't say anything or do anything.
I mean, he's really good at talking. I mean, we played PUBG
maybe
about 8-9 months ago with Bean. Was great until he found out that I liked anime, and then it went downhill from there.
I bet McConnell probably likes anime secretly, you know?
Maybe.
Because I feel like most people like it, but it's like, the problem is that there's the cringe anime everybody thinks like, oh, this is what it's all about.
Yeah, this is the pedophile shit.
Yeah, definitely that.
Absolutely. I get it. That's why when people shit on me for liking anime, I'm very understanding now.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, I get it. I mean, if you thought this is what it was, I fucking totally get it. You know, like, the Kana Dragon made shit so weird. It is what it is. But we need to get McConnell on.
Yeah.
Will you ask?
I'll let him know.
You'll let him know?
I'll let him know. Yeah.
That means it's probably not going to happen.
I mean, as long as, well, Asmund did say he was going to play Undertale this weekend and that didn't happen. But
yeah, I remember that.
Go ahead.
So, okay. So the reason why is because Season of Discovery came out and they announced that shit super fast.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, it's coming out next week. I said, what the fuck? And so that's why I didn't do it. I'm going to do it this weekend. That's the plan.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to happen. I'm being serious. I am.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Also, hey guys, check out twitch.tv/ZachRar Undertale action this weekend.
Yeah.
Going to be insane.
Probably on Sunday.
Go live a little bit early because I want to watch.
Okay.
On Sunday, that's my day off.
Yippee! I'm going to just restream it.
Okay.
Because I want to see you meet... I think you're going to meet some of your favorite characters. I think you're really going to like this guy called Papyrus.
Okay.
He's dope. Who do you think is the best character in Undertale? That you think Adam's going to like?
I think he's going to like Sans.
Sans or Papyrus, surely.
Probably Sans.
Yeah, or the gay robot.
No, he's not going to
like
him.
You think he's a gay robot?
He's not going to like
because
him.
Because he's gay, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
I heard what Twitter said.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I forgot about that.
You're going to like Undyne either because she's a fucking woman. Hell no. Not my fucking game.
I don't know. Yeah, I'll try the game out. I'll play it. Sure. Yeah. I was going to do it this week, but it just didn't happen. And yeah, it'll probably be this weekend. That's what my plan is.
So I heard Season of Discovery was fucking ass.
So basically, they totally fucked everything up.
That's so unlike Blizzard.
Yeah. When have they ever done this? But to be fair, I think that Season of Discovery overall, they've done a pretty good job on it. Like, especially for Blizzard standards, they've done really well. But they had like the new content come out, and it's like massively overtuned. Like the last boss had 4 million health. And like for comparison, Ragnaros has 1 million.
That's insane.
So he has 4 times the amount of health, and he's for level 50s, and it's a 20-man raid.
Are you doing 4 times the damage at that level?
No.
Well, then what the fuck?
You're just having a bad time.
I heard there was a boss that got nerfed by 2.1 million HP.
Yeah.
Is that him?
That was the second to last boss, but yeah, it was another boss like that.
And this was for insane. Sunken Temple?
Yes.
Sunken Temple was ass in vanilla, if I remember.
I loved it. It was such a good dungeon, but it was really long.
Is that the one where you had to go here to the gong, then gong, then gong, then gong?
Yeah.
And then they changed that later in a later expansion.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like the revamped version of Sunken Temple. The one before, I never got it. I had to have my big brothers do it for me because I just fucking couldn't get it. So are you going to quit?
No. I mean, after I get all the gear, I will.
Have you farmed like 8 videos on why it's shit?
I've only done 2 so far.
Yeah, you got to get on that.
Yeah, I've got a ways to go. Yeah.
Have you ruined Season of Discovery yet? Or no?
I think that I will. I mean, like, people always say that. No. It's like, whenever I make a video or do something, I remember people said I ruined Helldivers as well. I played it one day, I ruined it.
That game is so good.
Really?
Yes, it's still so good.
I haven't played it enough.
Yeah, I haven't played it all that either, but I've been watching it, and it's never not fun to watch.
Yeah.
What game that is... probably the best content on Twitch right now is fucking Content Warning.
What is that? I don't even know what that is.
Isn't it like the...
Lethal Company.
Yeah, Lethal Company.
I don't even know what Lethal Company is.
So it's like a perfect version of Lethal Company. Essentially, you load it. I'm going to ruin the surprise.
Okay.
You boot into this very cute game where it's like, you know, sunshine, rainbows, flowers. You and your 3 buddies get told that you're all going to be YouTubers. So you grab a camera, you grab some flashlights, you grab some party poppers. You get on this fucking rocket ship. You beam somewhere, and then all of a sudden you're like in hell, and it's dark.
Sounds like so you're a Minecraft YouTuber, and then you get canceled.
Yep.
Okay,
that's right. You go in there with your cameras, and you just record really fucking freaky shit.
Like what?
Like eyeball demons, spiders, slugs, XQC. You know, it's good shit. Yeah, and these slugs that take you, kidnap you. It's so funny because you're the way that you win the game is by making the best content possible.
Yeah.
Because you record it, and then at the end of it. It blends all of it up using AI and gives you like a good YouTube video for you to watch on stream. So you go there, you do your missions, you come back, you watch the YouTube video, and how good the YouTube video is gives you money and more views.
What?
And you have
fuck?
To hit a certain amount of views to go to the harder levels.
That's crazy.
Shit, that's sick.
No, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I would try that.
Well, then we should do it tomorrow.
Oh my God. I can't do it tomorrow.
I'm down.
We'll do it the next day.
Maybe I will do it the next day.
Deadass? You will love it. Because you said you were down.
Yeah, I'm down.
It's fun as fuck.
I'll try it out, yeah.
Who do you want the fourth to be?
Okay. Was there only 4 people?
Yeah.
I don't know. Figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big. Dude, you're going to fucking love it. Okay. I will admit, it's a giga work game. Like, it feels like I'm doing work. I can't relax and play Content Warning.
Really? What do you mean?
Because it's like doing my job. You know, it's like loaded in. They're like, yo, what up, YouTube? While I'm live. And it's like, it's kind of like playing... kind of like playing, what's the one called? The Needy Streamer Overload. Still feels like I'm working.
You know? I just fed her drugs.
Yeah.
I just made her stream every day.
Yeah. But it's I could never play that shit offline because it just makes me feel like I'm doing my job. So, is what it is. I like becoming the useless pile of shit that I become whenever I turn off the camera or turn off the stream and I do the stream rot.
I need a pee so bad.
Go ahead.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I was talking to my homie. Mm-hmm. They're a streamer who thought they couldn't do it because after they finish streaming, they turn into a useless pile of shit. And then I told him that's just what every streamer does.
Well, I mean, a lot of people think streamers are useless piles of shit even whenever they're online. So it's not really that big of a difference. Yeah. I mean, to me, like I'll usually go, like sometimes I will lay in bed and then 2 hours will pass. And I will just kind of be there. And that's fine to me, right? I mean, that's normal. Like, I've always wasted huge amounts of... Like, I was a neat for a long time. It was great.
And now you're a professional one.
Yeah, now I'm a professional neat.
You've monetized it.
Yeah, I basically have.
Yeah. What's your biggest time sink? Where just time flies.
Where, like, time flies?
Yeah.
I would say... Well, I've been playing Dragon's Dogma 2 a lot. And I've been trying to, like, play... Like, I finished everything
offline?
In the game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put like 100 hours almost into the game.
You stopped playing because I assume everybody was saying you were fucking
I beat the whole game and I have every single thing and it's completely done. And I'm level 97 or something like that.
Oh, fuck.
Like I'm literally capped on strength. Like, it literally will not give me any more strength points.
Then why are you still playing?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so I was like just playing the game. I said, oh, maybe I'll max out the other trades for if the DLC comes out. But yeah, I went super fucking hard in that game.
How would you rate it from 1 to 10?
I say it's a 9.5 game.
Holy
I loved
fuck.
It.
Even with the microtransactions?
The story was dog shit. Say what?
Even with the microtransactions?
Nobody cares about that. It's totally irrelevant.
Yeah, like, when that first came out, people were really mad
about it. But like the truth is, like, it didn't have anything to do with like, you know, like didn't have any impact on the gameplay.
Good.
Yeah.
Because Dragon's Dogma used to be one of my favorite games when it first came out. The original one.
You played it?
Yep, the original one.
No way you played it.
Why?
I don't believe you played it. Tell me one thing about the game.
You fight this like Griffin immediately. Fire Griffin. Immediately. In the middle of a town, green pasture.
Nope.
Dragon's Dogma. And there's also castles. You walk in, there's your castles. You're on like...
castles.
This is like 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
You walk in, you're in this town. Everything's like shades of tan. You walk down the stairs, the staircase. Tan ground, sand. You walk through, there's a village of fucking Griffin. Oh, maybe I'm thinking of The Witcher. Is this The Witcher? Am I saying The Witcher right now? That's The Witcher.
I mean, there is a griffin that spawns in front of Grand Sorin way later on in the game. But the griffin being early game, that's The Witcher.
Maybe I'm confusing the two and I'm blending them.
Yes. Because I feel like the reason like nobody ever played the first Dragon's Dogma. Nobody gave a fuck about it at all.
I swear on my life.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Well, you said that like you went into like a 3-year depression and you played Dark Souls 2 6 times, but you don't remember anything about it.
I know.
So like, I'm not really sure. Like, that's why I was like, every time you're like, oh, I played this game. I said, really? did you really though?
You gotta understand, when I say that though, you gotta understand, I'm not lying. Yeah? I genuinely believe I've played this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, same with Dark Souls 2. I know I've beaten that game multiple times. Because there's the fucking guy who puts his arm down and he goes, here comes the big sweep and you gotta fucking dodge the big sweep. He doesn't say that. I would say that when he would do the big sweep.
Yeah.
Because I would say, here come the big sweep. I had to get the fuck out of that shit. And then, yeah. No, Dragon's Dogma, I played it with Sean Nichols. I remember him. He was my neighbor. I would go to his house and I'd play Dragon's Dogma on his Xbox 360, which I'm pretty sure it was for the Xbox 360. And if not, I did not play that shit. Should be Xbox 360 or Xbox. Pretty sure it's Xbox 360 because we always also played like 99 Nights or some shit. Maybe like...
This is actually true. It was actually on the 360.
Shit, what can I say, boys?
Okay, I did not believe that.
Yeah.
I thought for sure it was not. Should I buy Dragon's Dogma for Xbox? Oh my God. Okay, maybe you fucking played it.
Yep.
No,
my problem is my memory is really bad.
Yeah.
So I'm mixing it with The Witcher. But yeah. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with my brain, man. Like, I feel like I'm gonna have dementia.
I have the same problem. I can't remember shit. I thought it was crazy that he remembered everything you said about WrestleMania from the 3 weeks ago we last talked about.
Yeah.
Why would I forget?
I mean, it's kind of like a superpower you got. I mean, I don't know. My memory is so fucking bad. Like, I will go.
I noticed that because you, whenever we opened those boxes at the fucking convention and you didn't know any of the names of the Monster Hunter monsters.
Yes.
I was like, are you fucking kidding me? This is like one of the main ones.
Well, it's because for me, I don't remember the monsters' names. I just remember the noise they make when they die.
That's crazy because I remember you said Barioth was really hard.
It fucking was.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It wasn't at all.
It's because it got nerfed.
Oh.
It's been 50% nerfed, just like Millennia. And I beat Millennia.
For
sure. Well, you didn't beat the hard version of Millennia. I'm like, what the fuck do you want me to do? Go back in time?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'll do that. Oh, speaking of which, what do y'all think is the number one hardest boss fight ever made? The number one. If you could pick one, maybe you can do a top three if you want. But if you can pick the number one hardest boss fight in any game.
Well, it's like, it's very hard to say because you're clearly like, we have to remove things that are impossible, right? That are bugged, that won't die or something like that, right?
It has to be beatable.
Okay, yeah. Or does it have to have been beaten?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like, for example, I did a TikTok thing today. I've been doing a lot of TikTok lately.
That's cute.
And they did top 5 hardest bosses.
Yeah.
Number 5. These were the hardest fights in the whole world. Number five, they put Orphan of Kaz. Uh-huh. My chat was like easy clap.
Wait, from what?
Bloodborne.
It's the hardest boss in Bloodborne.
Because I
beat
I beat it in one shot.
Yeah.
Under leveled, half potions. So
yeah.
Insane.
Dude, I got a weapon that that perma staggers it. And so it's really, really good. It's a two-handed weapon. It's
a
chainsaw. You did.
The whirly gig. Have you watched my fight of me doing it? Watch it.
I watched 1 second of it.
Yeah, go peep it.
Okay.
Peep it. And I'll be like, damn, Techies, he's kind of fire at this shit, bro. Yeah. I got a positive LSF thread for clapping that shit that hard. That was probably my proudest gamer moment I've ever had.
Yeah.
Because I didn't even know I was going to fight it. Chat was just spamming Pepe L. And I'm like, something's going to happen. I don't know what the fuck it is. I rolled his ass. Chat's losing their mind. And I'm like, I popped off. I'm not going to lie. He's like, killed in one hit. But I would do that for any fight. I almost one-tapped the other bitch in the top of the cellar.
Lady Maria of the Clock Tower.
That one. I don't know how you do that. That's so freaky. That's got to be a superpower.
Any boss, I'll know it.
It's either a superpower or a mental illness.
Yeah, who's probably both.
That's crazy. I'm so jealous of that.
I know.
Well, you've got to remember, do you remember who was the guy that had the invisible baby?
What the fuck?
Dark Souls 3.
The invisible baby. Oh, the...
Jonathan Joestar?
I don't remember his fucking name. He was in the basement. He was a fucking dog. And he was schizo.
No,
you're wrong. You were wrong two times.
Okay.
Osirios.
Invisible baby.
The consumed king.
Yeah, I
never heard
of him.
He's in the basement, isn't he?
He's a dragon.
Why is a dragon got an invisible baby?
Because he's fucked up
thing,
in the head.
No, that thing was a dog.
Yeah. Oh.
he did move around like a dog.
Dude, have you heard Emmy's impression of you?
Oh, fuck.
Wait, for what?
We were hanging out. I can't remember where we were hanging out. And then we were talking about Asmund. And then you said, why you gotta do this? Just leave it alone.
Wait, what were we talking about?
I don't remember. At all.
It was about breathing or something. And I was like, why you gotta do that? Just leave the oxygen in the air or something like
alone.
That. Just leave it alone.
Perfect. Immaculate.
So fucking funny.
I don't remember what we were talking about.
Yeah, same. It was after the Steak and Egg special. That's when it was. I remember that now.
He was there.
Yeah, but he wasn't paying attention.
Oh.
I was AFK for part of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, you getting a hair transplant?
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
It ain't gonna happen.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't
think it'll happen until it gets too bad.
Yeah.
And right it'll now, it's still late. Not too bad.
No, it's not that bad.
Give me a quick little.
Let me see.
Yeah.
It looks pretty much all right. I mean,
what if you go like this? Would you do that?
It would look worse.
Okay, then don't.
I mean, for sure.
Yeah, men are mean to each other. What the fuck is this?
Wait, let's see yours. Has it changed since the last edit?
No.
Okay. That's not bad.
Well, I had a chunk of hair fall out. I think I told you about it, but it grew back.
Oh, the stress one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You lost hair because of stress?
I pulled out a chunk of my hair. Not on purpose, but I was doing this.
Yeah.
And I just pulled out a clump.
Was the stress from whether you were thinking, should I run 3 ads or 8 ads today?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. It's a hard call.
I actually don't run ads.
You don't auto run ads?
No.
Damn.
I only have pre-rolls.
I don't do that either.
Should I turn off ads? Is it beneficial?
For viewers? I don't know if it makes that much of a difference.
Do you think if I were to turn off ads, I would get more viewers?
No.
No?
No, I've noticed that people that as viewers always say, they say, oh, well, if you turn on ads, we're not going to watch. That's not what the numbers say.
Yeah.
And the numbers from everything that I've seen, unless you're spamming 3 minutes every 8 minutes, which is, I think, the cooldown, then it doesn't matter.
I run 2 minutes every hour.
That's not a big deal.
Yeah.
You could run 5 minutes every hour. It'd be fine.
I should do that.
Maybe I should start running ads.
I have been doing YouTube streams, which probably the best decision I ever made.
Why?
Oh my God. Okay, so my viewership on Twitch has jumped up by 20% since I started doing this.
How's that?
So what I do is I start my stream, I talk to my Twitch chat, the boys that have been there for me for 4 or 5 years. We talk, then I go live on YouTube. Do 4 hours of straight fucking content. No breaks, no pissing. Pure fucking content. Then I let them know, hey, stream's done on YouTube. But if you want to come join me on Twitch, you're more than welcome to. And then I end the stream. And then they, 20, 30% of them come over. And then they chill there. And then now those people who came over one time have come over multiple times.
Uh-huh.
And so my viewership has been a lot better lately.
That's crazy. Good for you.
Yeah, and the chat, I will admit, I thought my YouTube chat fucking hated my ass because with how many hate comments I see on my YouTube post. Yeah. But then I went live and everybody was so fucking nice and they were all good. And then since I started streaming on YouTube, I've had no hate comments on my videos.
Really?
So wow. I think it also changed the perception of me on YouTube. He's like, oh, this guy's just fucking weird. But he's not a bad guy.
He's just a weird idiot.
He's just a fucking weird dumbass. Yeah, no, it's good. I fucking love multi-streaming. I think genuinely, if you're a streamer on Twitch, you should be doing multi-streams.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like it's like impossible for people to grow on Twitch. Like everyone grows through like TikTok or Shorts now.
Yeah.
For all the new people at least.
Absolutely. Oh, and then the subs I got on my channel. Yeah. I got like 3,000-4,000 new subs on my YouTube. Damn. And then the next time I got 1,000 subs, and each time I go live on YouTube.
I told you need to do shorts.
No, I am doing them now. Because you told me I am now doing them.
I need to pull something up.
Yeah, because her sub count growth is fucking insane.
Last 28 days.
That's a lot.
Yeah, because I need you to do shorts. That way my editors know what to copy.
Yeah.
Let's see. What the fuck?
That's 28 days.
Mm-hmm. Can I say it?
Yeah.
90,000 subscribers in the past 28 days. That's nuts.
Nuts. That's a lot.
You're becoming a fucking dynasty.
Yep. Well, the thing is like such a small percent of shorts viewers like start watching the long videos or the stream, but it's like enough where I'm like, yeah, it's worth it. Why not?
Yeah.
No, I get a lot of first time chatters from YouTube now.
Yeah. They're good. It actually feels so fucking good. So yeah, no, I mean, I think YouTube streaming is the way to go. I'm excited to see you do YouTube stream because you should. Have you done it yet or no?
Me do YouTube streaming?
Yeah,
I did it one time in like 2018 or something like that.
Try it now.
Yeah.
I bet it would be fucking nuts. Like the next time a huge game comes out.
Yeah.
Double that shit.
Maybe. Fuck. I mean, maybe I try it out. Yeah. I mean, I don't know like really what I would get out of it because like I feel like it could also put your channel at risk because like if I got in trouble on YouTube, then I'd get in trouble on Twitch, you know, at the same time.
Yeah, but if you're just doing gameplay of a new release.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, I'm trying to think, what are the big games that you're anticipating? Because I know what I'm anticipating for, like Wuthering Heights or Dripamelia.
I don't know, really. I'd have to really think about it. What am I really focusing on?
What's it called? Ashes of Creation?
Yeah, but that's going to come out in 6 years.
Yeah, and then, yeah, the Riot MMO, which is...
That's 10 years now.
50.
Yeah, they had a delay.
Yeah, there's no big MMOs coming out recently.
I feel like there's not. Like, there's Throne and Liberty that's going to come out soon. There's, like, Blue Protocol that should come out kind of soon.
Actually?
Yeah.
What do you consider kind of soon?
I don't know. Probably at the end of the year. That would be nuts. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because Azure Vermilion and Wuthering Waves are coming out this year. Mm-hmm. As well as Endless Zone Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Genshin Impact Part 2. That's coming out. And it was at least leaked, which is good for them.
Wait, Genshin Impact Part 2?
Yeah, that was leaked recently.
What? What do you mean Part 2?
So they did a Part 2 for Honkai Impact 3rd. And so they're going to do a Part 2 for Genshin Impact because the storyline currently only has 2 years left.
How do you know it only has 2 years?
So they started and they did Mondstadt, which is Anemo, Liyue, which is Geo, Fontaine, which is Hydro.
Yeah, they're running out of zones.
Oh, they're running Sumeru, out of elements.
Which is Dendro. Now we have Natland, which is Pyro. And then the last one we'll have is Electro. And then we go to Conria. And that'll probably be about 2 more years of content. And so after that, there's going to be Part 2. Because when the game was announced, Teyvat is the current planet we're on.
Yeah.
And it was announced that was Chapter 1 of Genshin.
Right.
Right. So there will be a Chapter 2 coming out.
Wow. So we can go to another planet. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. It was also leaked, which this leak made people fucking furious.
Uh-huh.
There's this guy on Twitter called Impact Mouse, which people call him like a clout chasing goblin, which I mean, to be fair.
Is he?
Totally is.
Yeah.
He keeps leaking shit.
Uh-huh.
Never provides sources, but is generally always right.
Okay.
But because he's not providing sources, you know, people are doubting his credibility. But eventually, when you're right so many times without sources, eventually I'm going to fucking trust you. So he leaked a whole bunch of shit about Genshin Part 2 coming out in 2 years.
Wow.
As well as Genshin Impact not being a priority for HoYoverse.
They're giving up. That's crazy. I couldn't imagine that. I feel like it's free farm.
It's totally free farm.
Yeah.
But they don't have to try. Right. They put a new unit, shitty ass story, maybe a new zone. Hey, pay up, piggies.
And then all the weird mentally ill people that play the game just buy it up.
Yep.
That's it. It's done.
Yep. It was good though, because for the first time ever, the Genshin community was not little bitches. I was very proud of them.
Yeah.
Because Honkai Star Rail outsold Genshin by over 3 times.
It was crazy.
150 million sales for Honkai. 66 for Genshin.
Nice.
Insane. That's a fuck ton of money.
That's what they fucking get.
I know. Those fucking Genshin pussies.
You want to do comments?
Yeah, I think Emmy should.
Okay. Apaco Taco 22 said, seeing Asmund in an environment that isn't completely overrun with clutter is incredibly unsettling.
It is. I was watching it back because I read that comment. It is really fucking weird. Because then I thought about what would it be like if you were to actually like have a modern home. I just see you like this redneck pile of garbage. It's like it's become like, it's your thing, man. You're the garbage guy. Yeah. He's the garbage man.
I'm the garbage guy.
And then the official Kevin Hart YouTube. That's the real right.
I'll read this one.
Okay.
The three levels of bald. Denial, hiding, and acceptance. I guess I'm on two and you're on three.
Yeah. What's it? r/go bald?
I have no idea.
You never read that shit?
No.
All these dudes in the suburb be like, bro, go bald, man. It'll change your fucking life. It's the best decision I ever made. Oh, dude, I love it, man.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What is this? What's this bullshit? Francis GX. Bro, imagine cooking with Asmund just watching over your shoulder. What the fuck are you supposed to do in a cooking stream?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I wish they would have kept in the 12 minutes of uninterrupted silence we had while cooking a steak.
Did we?
There was one part where we were all just hypnotized by, I don't remember who the fuck was cooking. We were just staring at it speechless for like 12 minutes. It was so funny to me, dude. Some people find silence uncomfortable. I think it's so funny.
I think the steaks y'all made were dog shit.
You liked one of them.
I liked one of them more than the other ones.
Yep.
That didn't mean I liked it.
You know what's crazy? I also preferred your steak.
Yeah, I know.
It was good. But yeah, those aren't the cuts that I would have bought, me personally.
Uh-huh.
Oh, by the way, I got a new personal chef. Insane. What?
You have a personal chef?
Yes, sir. $600 a month.
Uh-huh.
Nuts.
That's it?
You're what done? Are they making you?
Fucking steak, rice, Brussels sprouts, anything I want. They're fucking awesome.
I thought it was like Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts would be great. Yeah. That'd be nuts. Are we done? Are we leaving?
I feel like we're chill. Like, yeah, we've gone over a lot of stuff.
Yep.
This is a great episode.
I'm chilling. Yeah, you got to talk about wrestling for half fucking hour. You really go in on that.
Yo, guys, can we leave it. A comment yeah. if we like that shit?
Uh-huh,
that would be great.
Uh-huh.
Let me know if you guys want more anime wrestling gotcha talk, guys, please.
Well, anyway, guys, thanks a lot for watching today. We really appreciate it, as always. And, shit, we'll see you in the next one. All right, boys. Peace.
Goodbye.